Hi, and welcome back to Homestretch, the Daily Utah Chronicle sports podcast. My name is Stevie, and I'll be your host. Today, I'm here with podcast hosts Kyle and Brooke to take a mid-season in-depth look at the Utah baseball team. So, what has been the biggest difference from this season to last season?
I personally think the overall performance is just much better. Like, the batting average of the team is overall better, and the pitching and the infield and outfield, it kind of just looks like they're meshing so much better, and it just looks like an overall better performance from the past couple years. So it's super exciting to see that they're starting to mesh at the top of the pack, and it's just exciting to see like what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, last year we ended the season 22-32-1, and right now we're sitting at 21-10. We're 1 win away from matching our season win total, and we still have about 25 games left to go in the season. So you can just see, just from looking at their record, that everything's kind of clicking for them. And I mean, their roster isn't much different than last year. We have some guys that were on the team last year that are doing great things this year. Again, Kai Roberts, he's played 31 games this year, and he's sitting at a 1.087 OPS. He's just looking really comfortable at the plate. Five home runs, leads the team in hits with 47. Moving well on the bags. He's confusing pitchers. He's stealing bags. He has 21 stolen bags on 25 attempts. So he's moving well out there. The base coaches are just, you know, putting him in the correct positions to succeed. Jackson Core as well is absolutely killing it. Putting up some pretty good numbers at .339 batting average with a .924 OPS. And just, again, moving well, getting stolen bases, and on not that many attempts. There's not a lot of times he's getting thrown out at second, so it's been really cool to see. I'm excited for what they can do for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and I think also going off that, last season, the 2023 season, we had a lot of early losses, and in this season, we had a lot of early wins right off the bat. We beat CBU, we beat Pepperdine. It was just, obviously, we came off swinging this year. And this year, the Utes built on a record-breaking 7-1 to start the season. I think they just came in with a lot more confidence and a lot more energy to start off. And kind of going off that, what do you think the team needs to do to stay at the top of the pack this year?
Yeah, so I mean, we play ASU, UW, UCLA, Oregon, U of A, and USC left for series in the pack. And U of A, Oregon, USC are all currently above Utah. So if Utah can get some of those wins, win the series, that'll get them in a really good position for postseason. Especially if we want to go postseason, we got to stay in the top four in the pack to get us in a good seeding. So also, those are some big wins that we can get, but also coming off a loss with BYU, that's a game that we should be winning to get us in a winning record. So just like little things like that, I think moving forward to get those maybe not series wins, but like a game like that is especially so important to get the win there.
Yeah, last year, I mean, it was definitely a struggle for the baseball team. They were 9-20-1 and dead last in the Pac-12 conference. And this year, it's been a completely different story. Looking back kind of at their schedule last year, those conference three-game series, they would always find a way to fall short. They would, you know, drop two or three. But this year, it's been really exciting to see that we've been able to win those series on the road at Washington State. We pulled out two out of the three games. Against Stanford, we were again able to pull out two out of the three games and just win series and stack wins together, which is just going to be huge down the stretch coming in a really good Pac-12 conference, a really competitive, a really tough. The top of the conference is really tight right now, and it could go either way. I believe we're sitting at 5 right now. And I would not be surprised if we shot our way up in past Oregon State. I mean, Oregon State's in at 8-3, and we're 7-5. Arizona's at 10-5. There's like a lot of room for error for those teams, so it's going to be really exciting to see what they're able to kind of do down the stretch of this year.
Yeah, for sure. And I know against BYU, Brooke mentioned it a little bit, but we should have had that game. I think we just got a little content in the moment. There were some plays that we definitely could have been better about, but still, they're giving it their all, even in those games where they're losing. So I know we touched on players a little bit, but who has been a standout player to you guys so far?
We had Micah Ashman on this episode a couple weeks ago. I think he is just a player Utah does count on to step in when games are close at the end of the game to get get and pull those wins, especially at Cal Berkeley. He stepped in to win the series at the end of the game. He just got the record for 18 saves in his career, just broke the record here at University of Utah, which is so awesome. So I think he's been a player that's been consistent through his college career, and he's been a standout player, I personally think, this season. Also, Drake DiGiorno and Cord Jackson are two players that are new this season and have stepped up to mesh in the infields, first base and shortstop. Those are obviously two huge positions for players to come in and find their role. And I think those two players have done that really good and has helped the team.
Yeah, this year our bats have been obviously a lot hotter, but I think that it really comes down to the pitching. I think the pitching staff has done a really good job getting those guys in positions to succeed. Last year, it just seemed like the guys would go out on the mound and they were unsure of what they wanted to do. Their pitch mix was a little scattered and there just wasn't a lot of consistency. But, I mean, this year, these guys are going deep in games. They're being able to play five, six innings. And it's really cool to see just our starters come in, not get hit hard early on, and be able to kind of stay in the game. And it takes some pressure off of the guys like Micah Ashman, who, you know, have to come in those high leverage situations and try and save games. It just takes pressure off of them. It's really cool to see, you know, Bryson Van Sickle and Merritt Jones have been playing really well. Bryson's sitting at a 2.95 ERA, and he's leading the team in innings pitched with 42.2, which, I mean, a 2.95 ERA for 42 innings is super impressive. I think that he's really shown out this year. You know, I know last year he got hit pretty hard early on, and it kind of screwed up his ERA, but he played better down the stretch. And this year, he just looks like a completely different player, though, early on. He looks very settled in, very comfortable. I'm excited what he's been able to do so far this year. And the rest of our pitching has just been absolutely phenomenal. Coulter McKinley has been able to come in and play really well. He actually leads the team in ERA at 2.49. So it's been just an all-around collective unit that's been pretty hard to get past this year. I think that they've done a really good job this offseason, making some changes and playing really well.
Yeah, I think they don't really just have a standout player. I mean, they do have some people who are really stepping up, but I think they just have a standout chemistry. Like, they work very well together, and you can tell that they've practiced a lot and that they've really been, you know, practicing for the season and trying their best to get better at their positions. And going off that, has there been a player that you think has improved since last season and that has shown significant improvements in their playing?
Personally, I would say Kai Roberts. He's really had a great season so far. Again, he just got the program record for the most stolen bases, which is awesome. That's obviously huge, stealing bases and helping the team get in a better position to score. And he's just been consistent in the outfield also. I think he's had a great senior year, and it'll be exciting to see like the rest of how the season goes for him. But for me, I would say Kai Roberts.
Yeah, Kai has been pretty phenomenal this year. It's been really, really cool to see what he's been able to do. I mentioned Bryson Van Sickle earlier. He's been absolutely phenomenal. There's not enough good things I could say about him. And then just consistency-wise, Micah Ashman, you know, last year he was one of the better pitchers on the roster, and this year he's doing the same thing. He's playing really well. He's leading that team. He's a little bit older now. He's kind of got that locker room behind him. And, you know, when we talked to him, you could just tell he's got a passion for baseball. He's got a passion to be great. And that's exactly what he's doing. He works harder than anyone that I've met. And I just think that, you know, having a guy like him in the locker room is, going to be really helpful for these younger, inexperienced guys coming in. Like Coulter McKinley, who's a freshman out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, like getting just mentorship from Micah and from guys like Bryson and Merritt Jones has been absolutely phenomenal. And I'm really excited to kind of see how that unit is able to grow as get into their sophomore and junior and senior years.
Yeah, and also I think someone mentioned is Hunter Antillian. He's the catcher this year, and he's just been doing a great job about keeping the team composed and really being on it. I think the catcher has a lot of responsibility in baseball to kind of, you know, keep the team stable, and he's been doing a great job of that and a great job of allowing everyone to have their own space to do their own thing, but also, you know, kind of running the show when it comes to plays and covering stolen bases. So has there been any new players that have stood out to you guys? I know we talked a little bit about players that have improved, but what new players have been catching your eye?
Yeah, so I just mentioned to him not too long ago, but Coulter McKinley has been absolutely phenomenal. He's he only has 9 appearances so far, but in the games he's played in, he's looked absolutely great. His opponents are averaging 183 when he's on the mound, which leads the team. And, you know, he's just a freshman, so he's got a lot of room to improve as a right-handed pitcher, but he has really, really impressed me so far this year. He's only allowed 17 runs, and he's got a 2.49 ERA. Like I said, he leads the team. He's getting a lot of swing and miss stuff. He's got 26 strikeouts. His whiff rate is really high. There's just been a lot of things that you don't see out of a freshman early on in a season that he's been able to do. He just looks very mature and composed out on the mound. He doesn't get flustered. When he kind of makes a mistake, he's always able to bounce back. He doesn't really walk guys. He's only got 5 walks on the year. And, I mean, I can't have enough good things to say about him. He's been super impressive so far, and I think that he's going to be a really, really solid player in the future for us.
Great. So, as you're talking about all this and seeing the team play this year, do you think the team can make it to the College World Series this year?
I think so. I think if they're performing how they've been performing and can get these series wins moving forward, they'll get in a great spot to move postseason and get in the Pac-12 tournament good seating. So I think if they can step up and continue to get the wins, especially on the road, will be huge for the Utes. And I think if they stay healthy, I think they have a good chance for sure.
Yeah, their schedule down the stretch is, I mean, it's definitely favorable. There's a lot of Pac-12 games left, but we play some of the top teams in the Pac-12, so that means that the standings are completely going to shift. Their stacked back end of the season is going to be tough. You have a 3-game set against UCLA, then Oregon, then Arizona, and those are all 3 really quality opponents. So just stringing together wins. I know UCLA struggled this year, so you got to get those wins against the more inferior opponents, the ones that are struggling this year, because you got to be able to pounce on them. Last year, it seemed like teams would come in and they would kind of think, oh, this is kind of the games to get back on track, but that's not this team anymore. We're the team looking for those games to get us back on track. And I just think that if we were able to string together wins, and like I said earlier on, being able to get those 2 wins and kind of win those series instead of dropping 2 out of the 3 games, that's when you can kind of start to pick it up. And you never know, you can make a run in the tournament. And I think that they're capable of doing that. So I'm really excited to see what they're able to do.
Yeah, if they keep this performance up, and not just that, but this culture up, I think that they could go really far. I think something important to mention is that they have had a coaching change in the last few years. They went from Coach Bill Kennenberg to Gary Henderson 3 years ago. And I think that just that culture adaptation might be why the last few years have been adjusting. But it seems like they really have it locked in this year. I mean, Henderson, a key part of his culture is a winning culture that, you know, encompasses concentration, work ethic, and positive attitude. And I think you can definitely see that on the field. And that if they just keep this up and keep this culture and really trust Henderson and his coaching, that they'll be able to get far. Well, great. Thank you guys for your insights. Do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just had one little thing I noticed. So I know last year Jaden Kiernan was our catcher, and I talked a little bit about this with Micah Ashman about kind of how it's different when you have a new catcher coming in, how you kind of mesh with each other. And I think that Hunter Antillian this year has been absolutely incredible at the catcher position. He's a graduate student, and he's been able to, he plays really well on offense. He's got a 9.13 OPS. He's hitting the ball hard. He's got 4 home runs, which is 2nd on the team. And he's meshing really well with those pitchers. I think he's making these guys a lot more comfortable than they were last year. And he's giving them good signals, and he's helping them just stay composed on the mound. It's really helpful to have a catcher that's experienced and that's just a veteran. And I think that's been one of the key factors to the success we've had so far this year.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kyle and Brooke. And thank you for listening to Homestretch, the Daily Utah Chronicle sports podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes coming soon.